LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
That wasn't supposed to happen. It is Friday, the 11th of January, 2019. And it's a good thing I wasn't writing a check. And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest. Better on the Musqueam territory of Alksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, A Prayer for Owen Meany opens tonight. It's a play that was seen at Jericho about a year and a half ago. Did so well there, the Pacific Theatre has brought it back. We'll talk to friend of the show, Chris Lamb, who plays the title character coming up very soon. We'll keep you in the loop of what's going on around town. Usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And it's club day on campus. All of the student societies, organizations, and clubs have camped themselves out on the agora here of the Palatial Student Nest, showing off their wares and drawing new members in. And, of course, CITR is right in the middle of it. In fact, our doors are wide open. We've got snacks. We've got folks to talk to you about what it means to be a member of CITR, how you can get on the air and do your stuff. So if you're on campus, come on over. Come and meet the folks at CITR. And if you're listening at home, then just stick around, because for the next hour, we're going to be talking about all kinds of great stuff. So I'm gonna get Chris on the phone. But while I'm doing that, we're gonna play the song that accidentally played at the beginning of the show. This is The Furniture. We'll be right back. Chris Lamb is a very busy guy. He's an actor, director, producer, playwright, musical director, and he probably builds and paints scenery too. But tonight, he reprises his role as the title character in Ensemble Theater's production of A Prayer for Owen Meany. It's at Pacific Theater, and he's on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just on my break at work, actually.
Yeah. And so let's talk about Owen Meany. This is quite a powerful show. You had a big run at the Jericho Arts Center with Ensemble Theater a year and a half ago, and now it's happening again at Pacific Theater. Tell us a little bit about the play itself. I like the opening sort of tagline. It's Owen Meany believes he is an instrument of the divine, and he and his best friend John navigate America of the 1960s. That's a pretty heavy load to carry.
Yeah. So the basic premise is Owen Meany is this boy, as the narrator describes, as a boy with a wrecked voice who believes he is an instrument of God, and he accidentally kills his best friend's mom, and then they both kind of navigate through 20 years of friendship, getting caught up in the start of the Vietnam War, and Owen believes there's this cosmic plan, this sort of divine plan that's happening, and he has to sort of practice to sort of fulfill it towards the very end of the play.
Yeah. So the death of his friend's mom is sort of the thing that kicks off this cosmic plan. Is that how he looks at it?
There's another incident in the play where he has some sort of vision, some sort of premonition of what is going to happen to him in the future. And the death of his friend's mother just happens to be kind of part of that plan. I can't really go in any further why that is, but there's a quite large scheme involved, and it's just kind of like this weird cosmic kind of joke right now.
Yeah. I mean, in one of the interviews I read, you described the character as being mythic.
Yeah, I think it's because there's something inherently large and cosmic, and there's something so much bigger than himself, and you know, he believes that he really is part of God's plan.
Yeah,
you know,
so there's like a hero's journey element to the story.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of that in there for sure. Yeah.
Now, what's it like for you coming back to the role after ever having played him already and then left it for a year and a half?
Surprisingly, returning to the role was surprisingly easy. I mean, it was already. It was already in my body, and I remember a lot of the sort of instincts that I had developed during the first time I did it. And, you know, there was a lot of extensive reading of the novel and extensive work on the text. And so a lot of the homework had been done. So coming back to it, you know, I can really just focus on character and relationship. And the other thing too was that I had to develop the voice for this character.
Yeah, it's quite a unique sound. I mean, the character as he's written in the original novel by John Irving is described as being abrasive, almost childishly high. Was that something that you had to develop?
I had a few clues from the novel, and then there was just some things I'd like to try in rehearsal just so that I can kind of figure out a way to interpret the voice. Irving has very sort of very specific kind of clues, but he didn't give me instructions on how to manufacture it, you know. So I can only go off of what is mostly described as a high falsetto that is always, like, he basically speaks in a high falsetto mm-hmm. the entire time.
Yeah.
And there's a theory that because his family lives near a granite quarry, that a lot of the sort of like the dust and the sort of stuff in the quarry sort of basically affected his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it has just sort of damaged it to the point where that's the way it just sounds,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the rest of his life. So yeah, it's.
So is that tough on you physically to carry that off for 2 hours every night?
You know, the first time I did it at Jericho, you know, it was it's a bit of a marathon. I mean,
yeah.
It still is a bit of a marathon. It's there's a lot of warming up. There's just a lot of, you know, vocal stretching, and it is a very physical part.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of gymnastics involved vocally. And in the novel, you know, a lot of the text, a lot of his spoken text is, you know, capitalized, because
mm-hmm.
I think Irving is just giving an indication that the sound is always, you know, just like just blaring at you.
Yeah.
It's always just like one note.
Like shouting in a text message.
Yeah, basically. It's like that's just my normal speech pattern is
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna basically speak in all caps to you every
yeah.
single moment.
All right. Well, come prepared for that. You've got a great cast. I mean, it's a lot of the usual ensemble theater regulars, like Tarek Leslie, the artistic director. He's playing your friend John. You've also
yeah.
Now I don't think Tarek played John in the original version. That was wasn't that Anthony Santiago?
That was Tarek wasn't involved in the first production other
mm-hmm.
than just being a producer.
Yeah,
I think he basically chose the play, or he may have suggested the play,
yeah.
and then he found the director,
mm-hmm.
Ian Farthing, to direct it. But he was not really involved other than producing for the first time around.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to have Tarek be part of this process and
mm-hmm.
play opposite me.
Yeah, I mean, Tarek is a very strong actor as well, so that's got to be a treat for you to play opposite him.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you open tonight at Pacific Theater. It runs until, I think, early February, February 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are available at pacifictheater.org. And a prayer for Owen Meany opening tonight. Chris Lamb, thanks very much for taking some time to talk to us about it. And we'll see you at the theater tonight.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great. All right. Great. Thanks, Chris.
My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with mine? My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with mine? Well, I see buttercup, you see heartache. You got a black veil resting right across your face. And I see light breathing in the downpour. You got a cigarette lips sucking back for more. We'll be right back.
body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with my body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with my. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with mine? My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with mine? My body's moving in time.
Don't you feel it?
My heart is shaking, is your heart just shaking with mine? My body's moving in time. My heart is shaking, they got the medicine.
Firehall Arts Center right now has got the return of the Circle Game, which is a reimagining of the music of Joni Mitchell. It's produced by good friends of the show, Andy Cohen and Anna Kuman, and it features a whole range of great local artists, and it runs until the, oh my goodness, all I've got is the opening night information on it, but check out Fire Hall Arts Center for more information on that. Wait a minute, let me just give me a sec, because it's right. Nope, it's not there. Okay, never mind. So check out the Fire Hall Arts Center to find out more about the Circle Game, the reimagining of Joni Mitchell, and you'll enjoy it. Also going on tonight is the Dakha Daughters, which is a group from Ukraine. And they are six actresses who take musical instruments in their hand to create a life-affirming performance about love, freedom, and beauty. It's part of the FEM series at the Van East Cultural Center. They're playing at the Historic Theater. No, they're playing at the York. Sorry, they're playing at the York Theater tonight and tomorrow. Only 2 days left for that show. A wild, kick-ass kind of show. It was described to us by Pippa Mackey last week as sort of a band made up of the Kit Kat Girls from Cabaret. So it's kind of a bit of an edge to it. Bit of fun anyway. So that's going on also tonight and tomorrow night at the York Theater on Commercial Drive. And one more thing I wanted to let you know about. This is a happening on campus here. This is a production of Judith Thompson's Lion in the Streets. It's hosted by Theater at UBC, and it is a, let's see, it's a student production, I believe. The story is it's from 1990. It's a play about a ghost. Isabel is a ghost of a murdered 9-year-old Portuguese girl, and she returns to the neighborhood where she died 17 years after the event. And she drops into the lives of her neighbors and reveals the haunting raw underbelly of human nature. Ultimately hopeful, Lion in the Streets devours a devastating beauty. It's playing at the Chan Center, and it runs from now until the 25th. So you got a week left to check out Lion in the Streets. We'll tell you more about stuff that's going on around town this weekend, but first we're going to hear some more music. This is Coldwater Road.
The most amazing sound as they beat themselves into the ground and leave the holes where we will spend the night. Hungry and blind, way out beyond the line, our heads are hiding 6 feet out of sight.
Oh, 6 feet out of sight.
Some of us are bleeding, some of us are burned, none of us are following the fight.
Some swallowed by the earth, left behind, 6 feet out of sight.
Oh, 6 feet out of sight.
Smoke the rations tonight, assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. And when we are captured, I hope they are kind, and I hope that the wounded are quiet. Horses and guns and trucks by the hundreds thrown into the fire from either side. Fathers and sons and millions of husbands sunk in 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding and some of us are burned, and none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some are swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight.
Oh, 6 feet out of sight.
Don't smoke the rations tonight, assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. And when we are captured, I hope they are kind, and I hope that the wounded are quiet.
It's the launch party of Noise Complaint, a brand new podcast from CITR 101.9 FM. The party is on Friday, January 18th, at the Avant Garden with live performances from Maneater and Hope. Doors at 9 p.m. and bands at 10 p.m.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Are you looking for a short escape? This January, join the Vancouver Short Film Festival on a journey through 39 films made by BC filmmakers. The festival features 5 90-minute screenings, door prizes, and the opportunity to rub shoulders with BC's up-and-coming filmmakers. You don't want to miss this. With a ticket to any screening, you can attend the opening and closing parties and revel in the amazing work cooked up by talented local filmmakers. Keep it short at the 2019 Vancouver Short Film Festival on January 25th and 26th at the Van City Theatre. For more information, head to vsff.com. All screenings are 19+.
And speaking of local filmmakers, the Pacific Cinematheque is holding a series of films highlighting some of the great work by current and filmmakers from the past. And right now they're showing two films by Vancouver filmmaker Daryl Duke. You may not recognize his name, but you may have seen some of his films. He was probably the most eminent filmmaker to come out of Vancouver from the 1970s. He's probably best known now. His legacy around here is he started CKVU Television, which later took on several different owners and personalities, and is now known as City TV there on 2nd and Columbia. But Daryl Duke was the guy that started it as an independent television station. Anyway, he got his notoriety from being a filmmaker, and Pacific Cinematheque is showing two of his films right now. One is called I Heard the Owl Call My Name, and that is playing on Monday night at 6:30 at the Cinematheque on Howe Street. And it stars British actor Tom Courtney with some local actors, including Marion Jones, Paul Stanley, and George Clutesy in the supporting cast. It's a story about a young Anglican priest who is sent to a remote native village on BC's coast, and what becomes of him from there. The other film that they're showing is it's a thriller called The Silent Partner with Elliot Gould and Christopher Plummer. It was made in 1978, and it's a story about a meek-mild bank teller played by Elliot Gould, who gets caught up in a bank robbery and other intrigue that happens around and after that. And that's also happening Monday the 21st at 8:30 at Pacific Cinematheque. So if you want to find out more, the series is called The Image Before Us, A History of Film in British Columbia. And the information is all at Cinematheque's website, pacificcinematheque.ca. Also on the film level, we spoke a couple of weeks ago to, I guess it was before Christmas, to Christy Garland, who is an award-winning documentarian, who produced a film called What Walla Wants. And this is a story of a young woman in the Palestinian security forces who came out of the refugee camps in the West Bank and rose up to take a role in the Palestinian security force. And it's quite an interesting journey, because the film itself was started when the filmmaker Christy Garland was visiting the refugee camp for other reasons, and as she was about to leave, she came across this young woman Walla, who was a teenager at the time and was just talking about wanting to join the security force, and Christy kept coming back and documenting her story right up until her moment of graduation and achieving her goal of becoming a member of the force. And it's going to be shown now. Let's see. There's a screening scheduled for February 27th at the Van City Theater. And you can find out more about this by going to the Vancouver International Film Festival website. There'll be a short pause while I pick some music. Let's hear some Big John Bates.
I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. Paid a dollar bill for all the things I've done. I'd have a mountain of money piled up to my chin. My mama told me good, my mama told me strong. Don't mess with me.
Opening tonight at the Havana Theater on Commercial Drive, it's The Open House by Will Eno, produced by Sticks and Stones Theater. This is the story about families. It's a family play. People have been born into families since people started getting born at all. Playwrights have been trying to write family plays for a long time, too. Typically, these plays try to answer endlessly complicated questions of blood, duty, inheritance, responsibility. They try to answer the question, can things really change? People have been trying nobly for years and years to have plays solved in 2 hours that what hasn't been solved in many lifetimes. This has to stop. In The Open House, the play offers a widely subversive and darkly hilarious take on the archetypical family drama. So it's going to be a little nuts is basically what what they want to tell you there. It's directed by Alan Brody and stars a few friends of the show like Jerry McKay, Melissa Wee, also Anita Wickenberg, Michael Quarin, and Zach Scott. It opens tonight and runs until the 26th. There's a couple of matinees tomorrow and next Saturday, and a pick-your-own-price tomorrow at the matinee. The matinee tomorrow is also a pick-your-own-price. But if you want to pay full price, it's $25 at the Havana Theater. You can find out more information by going to sticksandstonestheater.com or at the Havana Theater website as well. And also opening next week, it's United Players' production of Good Night, Desdemona, Good Morning, Juliet by Anne-Marie MacDonald. This is the story about a young English literature professor from Queen's University who believes that Othello and Romeo and Juliet were originally intended as comedies. Some of the great Shakespearean tragedies. And, I can understand that point of view. She fantasizes a journey into her unconscious mind and finds herself lost in the two Shakespearean tragedies. With the help of Desdemona and Juliet, she seeks the lost wise fool and the truth of herself. It's a Governor General Award-winning play, and it's happening at the United Players Jericho Arts Center. And it opens next week, Friday night, January 25th. It's directed by dear friend of the show, Sarah Rogers. Featured in the cast are Zosia Cassie, Trey Cotton, and Alicia Shuchuk. If you want to find out more about that, you can email reservations at unitedplayers.com. You can go to unitedplayers.com website to find out more about that. And one more bit going on. Tomorrow, of course, is the, I guess it's the third annual now, Women's March. It's happening right downtown at the Vancouver Art Gallery at Georgia and Howe Street. Things will get underway at 10 a.m. Let's see, where does it say where it starts? Yeah, it starts at the Arts Gallery at 10 o'clock. And they're going to be marching right over to the North Plaza Square. It starts at the North Plaza Square. Sorry, let me say that again. It's going to be starting at the Vancouver Art Gallery North Plaza Square, which is adjacent to the Law Courts. So it's on Robson and Howe. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Open your ears, hearts, and minds, and bring your kitty cat hats to the Women's March tomorrow.
Summer's gone by so fast. At work in the morning, up until late at night. A bead of sweat is running down my forehead, thinking what to write in here next. Hazy days, screaming kids playing out their neighborhood fairy tales. The doorbell rings, you've got two chocolate ice creams, say, let's get out of here, let's get out of here. In the rearview mirror, these last days of summer. Sleep is tricky instead, with noisy fans around my bed. I think about today. Our bodies in the waves, how you look good in those shades. Summer loves the sweetest thing. I'm wondering if you'll pick me up and drive our dreams up the coast again. Our dreams up the coast again. In the rearview mirror, watch the city streets burn. We're gonna keep these last days of summer. Cling to me.
So that's Jesse Monroe from a brand new CD called On My Own. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring calls for crews, auditions, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We're going to start off with a note about a cast album that is going to be released soon. King Arthur's Knight, which is a show that premiered at the Push International Performing Arts Festival a year ago and is about to head out to Hong Kong to tour the Hong Kong Arts Festival, has released a cast album from its composer and pianist, Veda Hilly. That is available through Veda's website, vedahilly.com. It will be available for download on February 22nd, but there will be a special one-night-only concert on Sunday, February 24th at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $35 and available through thekulch.com. King Arthur's Knight has become a real phenomenon in local theater, and it is something that you'll want to cherish. If you don't get to see the show itself, at least go to the concert and see what Veda Hilly has put together for that. The Arts Club Theater Company is holding their general auditions for the 2019-2020 season. Those auditions are going to be happening in mid-February, the 13th to the 15th. Criteria are as follows. The audition will be in 10-minute time slots, so you have a choice. You can either present two monologues or a monologue and a song. They will provide an accompanist. And remember, when you send in your submission, indicate on the subject line if you want to be singing and bring your sheet music along with you. Only submit if you have not been seen by artistic director Ashley Corcoran in the past 12 months. So if you did the general auditions last year, you don't need to resubmit this year. But if you haven't been seen, definitely please resubmit. You can do that by sending an email with your resume and headshot to Stephanie, that's who it is, at generalauditions@artsclub.com. And related note, the Arts Club is going to announce their 2019-2020 season on the 5th of February, and we're going to be there for that. Also, the Arts Club is holding their annual Actors Intensive Program Workshop, and that is going to be starting in April. The Arts Club Theater Company's Actors Intensive is a multi-week course that takes a back-to-basics approach to tune up the mature actor's instrument with voice, movement, and acting training from working professionals. The course culminates in a showcase of participants for an invited audience, including directors from the community. You'll work 3 days a week, 15 hours per week, basically 5 hours a day, for a total of 75 hours instruction over 5 weeks. The registration deadline is the 21st of February. You can contact Kevin Ellis at kellis@artsclub.com or phone at 604-687-5315, or you can check out more details at artsclub.com. Cost is $799, but if you're an equity member, you get a discount, and it costs $640. So it's a bit of a release for you there. There's also a workshop called the Emotional Fluency for Actors Project that's put together by Gail Murphy at UBC. This is a part of the BOS Emotional Effectors Patterns, a purely physical approach for actors to safely access, modulate, and exit emotion. Actors will learn from breathing, facial expression, and posture, and then explore the patterns of interactions with partners and apply to monologues and improvisation. If you want to register, send a brief bio to emotional.fluency@ubc.ca. And if you want more information, you can check out their website, emotionalfluencyproject.com. The Push Festival is looking for a couple of performers, specifically a female-identifying performer, for two Canadian presentations in Vancouver and Toronto for next year for the 2020 Push Festival. Of the acclaimed Australian endurance theatre performance, The Second Woman. Second Woman takes a performer who must act out a single scene 100 times with 100 different male-identifying participants over a 24-hour period. Talk about endurance. The performer will have a 15-minute break every 2 hours. The performer should have experience working with participants, non-actors, have skills in improvisation, and mental and physical stamina. The auditions are going to be held from Tuesday, February 5th, with callbacks on Wednesday, February 6th, and that's going to be at The Post at 110-750 Hamilton Street. If you're interested in auditioning, you can send your CV and showreel to anna.d.brecon@gmail.com. And in conjunction with that, they're also looking for a couple of male-identifying actors to help out in the auditions. So you'll be needed to be available on February 5th and 6th at the same location, 110-750 Hamilton. The job for the male-identifying actors involves learning a short script, which is about 2.5 pages, and performing the script with 10 different female-identified performers who will be performing the audition and also doing some improvisation exercises. So if you're interested in this, they're looking for someone who has some acting qualification and training and also some experience in improvisation. You must be friendly and open. If you're interested in reading for the auditions, send your CV and showreel to the same address, anna.d.brecon@gmail.com. And Real Wheels Theater has an audition coming up at the end of the month, January 31st. This is for Act of Faith. They're looking specifically for a female actor early to late 50s. She's playing Gloria, a lawyer who's an ally to the disability community. The basic overview of the show is about one young woman's miraculous healing, surfacing the belief systems of those around her with unforeseen fallout. This is the premiere of an exciting multidisciplinary work integrating mixed ability and wheelchair dancing. So that'll be cool. So if you're interested in playing the part of Gloria, you can contact Lindsay Adams at info@realwheels.ca. That's info@realwheels.ca. Deadline for submission on that one is January 28th. And if you want to find out more, it's called Act of Faith, and just look at realwheels.ca to find out more about that. Friends of the Jericho Arts Society are seeking a qualified volunteer to serve as the board's treasurer. Friends of Jericho Arts Center is a not-for-profit society that manages the Jericho Arts Center. It's one of the most dynamic theater venues in the city, and the treasurer's job is to maintain the books, keeping track of financial transactions and creating financial reports and things like that. So you have experience in those realms, and you want to help out. It's a volunteer position, but it's very rewarding in other ways. So contact Brian Parkinson. He's the president of the Friends of Jericho Arts Center, and his address is Parkinson@ULETH.ca. Deadline for that is on Sunday. They're also Jericho Arts Center is also accepting applications for their October 2019 to August 2020 season. That's for productions that aren't involved with United Players. These are guest productions, and they come in two categories. One is of six performances or more, and for that you need a detailed application submitted by March 24th. And if you want to do five performances or less, then you can submit, but you will not be considered until after all the major things have been considered. You can find details and the application form at jerichoartscenter.com. This weekend is the auditions for Rock of Ages, produced and directed by Chris Adams. That's a show that's going up in June at the Metro Theater. The auditions are on Saturday and Monday at the Renegade offices at 3030 East Broadway. You can submit your headshot and resume to renegadearts@outlook.com. Back to United Players, they're doing auditions tomorrow for Chimerica, directed by Brian Parkinson. You can submit for an audition at chimerica.2019@protonmail.com. North Van Community Players auditions for Almost Maine are happening this weekend as well, January 20th and 22nd at the Silver Harbor Fitness Room in North Vancouver. You can find out more about that by looking up North Van Community Players. And Metro Theater has two auditions coming up. One is on the 23rd and one is the 26th. On the 23rd, it's Communicating Doors by Alan Akeborn. And on the 26th, it's Persuasion by Jane Austen. Details on those and other auditions can be found at the Metro Theater website. And you can also go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And that's it. There you go. That's our show. Come on, load up song. Load up song. Please, song, load up. Song's not loading. Oh, great. Okay. Well, I guess that's what all we're going to get. We're not going to get our song. Nope, they don't want to play it. They do not want to play. You know, it's funny how these things happen. You know, you have all this wonderful technology, and then just when you need it, it shuts the heck down. So while I'm waiting for that to load up, why don't I read a couple more audition notices here, because, you know, that's how things work here. Vancouver Asian Theater is doing a show called Suicide Forest by Tetsuru Shigematsu, who is the writer of Empire of the Sun. This is going to be a show that's going to be happening in November of 2019, but the auditions are early. They're in February the 8th is the date for the audition. Emil Gladstone, who is a prominent Vancouver director, is going to be directing that one. Suicide Forest is a darkly comedic family drama about an agoraphobic daughter's quest to prevent her father's suicide. If you're interested, you can send your resume and headshot to producer@vact.ca, and you can go to their website as well, vact.ca, to find out more about Suicide Forest by Tetsuro Shigematsu. Okay, now we got things working. There it is. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook And on Twitter and Instagram, we are at Dave Radio. It's at CITR, Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Cressman Presents at 2 o'clock, and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And don't forget the big hockey game at Thunderbird Stadium tonight, the Thunderbirds against the Calgary Dinosaurs. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. It's an outdoor game. Did I mention that? It's an outdoor game, outdoor hockey at UBC tonight. Dave Radio returns next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
And Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.